Lori Davis, otherwise known as my favorite auntie in the world, she is one of the head honchos over with the IAM Collective, the Indigenous Artist Collective. Tansy, welcome back to Windspeaker Radio Network, Lori.
Tansy, my nephew, it's good to hear from you.
I know.
It's good to talk to all your listeners. It's been a while. It was act-up season. Auntie was busy.
Now it's shack-up season, so she's settling down a bit. Yeah. So here we are. We're getting closer to, of course, September 30th, National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And you guys have a pretty cool little market going on that's going to be taking place downtown. Is that right?
Absolutely. At the Downtown Farmers Market, 1305 97th Street, the big white and blue building right across from the courthouse. We're going to have tons of live entertainment, a big powwow demonstration, a little mini fashion show. We're going to have tons of artists, all the way from our youngest artist, who's 2 years old, a jingle dancer and fancy dancer, to our oldest artist, Agnes, who is 92, who's a witch and artist from the Northwest Territories.
Wow, that's amazing. So this is happening on September 23rd and 24th. That's the Saturday and Sunday, firing up at 9 in the morning. How many vendors you got roughly down there selling their goodies, their shiny things?
We have 35 now. Confirmed. It's a lot of artists, a lot of people to come and talk to. A lot of them have their own stories to share, having been day school or residential school survivors or 60 scoop survivors. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to come out, buy some amazing pre-Christmas gifts, or just buy yourself something deadly and, like, talk to some of the storytellers and some of the knowledge holders.
You know, everybody always looking for an orange shirt for the 30th, and most people, they don't want to go out and support the big corporate ventures that are now selling the orange shirts. So you guys have lots of vendors selling their own orange shirts down there, right?
Absolutely. I believe we have about 5 or 6 different artists that have their own orange shirt designs. We do ask all our artists to commit to donating a portion of their proceeds to a charity of their choice that supports residential and day school survivors. We always encourage them to find some of the smaller groups here in Edmonton that might not get as much attention, like the Edmonton Native Healing Center, Edmonton Water Warriors, YEG Water Warriors, things like that. They're boots on the ground and they work with some of the people that are in most in need.
I know them well, and we need to support those same groups. Once again, speaking with Lori Davis, she is heading the IAM Collective Indigenous Market September 23rd and 24th at the Downtown Farmers Market. It's free to get in. There's free entertainment, door prizes, food, crafts, everything you need for Orange Shirt Day if you want to get some shopping done before Christmas as well. Yeah, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Lori, and we can't wait to see you down at the Farmers Market.
Yes, Eximaga, and you guys make sure to get your pants on and get down there this weekend.